The Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga re-examines Shakespeare's classical love story, Romeo and Juliet. Founding producing partner and resident director Gary Posey says, "We knew we wanted to do another Shakespeare, and we were setting up this whole idea of collaboration across artistic mediums." For this production of Romeo and Juliet, Posey wanted to emphasize the ideals of love, what it does to us, what it causes us to do, what it makes us feel. Anything that didn't contribute to that idea, he says, we edit it out.
A love story or any story is only as good as the many times it's retold and how it's retold. You know, it has more universality, more weight to it if it can be communicated across different boundaries and different lines. And theater is about relationships. And this is the oldest relationship for a lot of people is the story of Romeo and Juliet, and you know, boy meets girl, boy wants girl, boy gets girl, boy loses girl, girl tries to get boy back, and then they both die.
The Ensemble Theater's interpretation of this classic tragic love story doesn't end on a tragic note, but instead offers a sense of hope.
We end with what I hope will be love is eternal. The message that love is eternal. So yeah, you know, we may not get it here on earth or in this physical body, but love is a concept that's a lot more than just, you know, two people, you know, kissing each other, two people hugging each other, two people having sex. It's so much more than that. And that's how we're ending the show, is on a note that sort of communicates that.
Posey's decision to cast 4 actors, 2 male and 1 female, and 2 dancers for the Ensemble Theater's production of Romeo and Juliet was based primarily on space limitations, as the black box 60-seat theater space at St. Andrews Center, which houses the Ensemble Theater Company, was too small to cast the original 30 characters from Shakespeare's play.
So yeah, we have 6 people, 2 of them are dancers, don't speak at all. And then 4 of them are actors who play all of the roles. And sometimes they share the role of Romeo and Juliet on stage. So, and conceptually, the way that the model for that is, it's sort of like when you stare at yourself in a mirror and you have a conversation with yourself about life or about what's going on in your life or about what you should do with your life. That's sort of the impetus for where we're taking it. So you have these mirror image sort of scenes between 2 Romeos, you know, and at times it's 2 Romeos and 2 Juliets, and then added into that fold are the dancers who come on and communicate through feeling and emotion, non-verbally, the story that's happening in front of your eyes.
Posey's concept is to make the story more accessible by integrating dance at key parts. When he met earlier in the year with choreographer Ann Law to discuss the possibilities of her involvement, she said, "Gary is a very creative thinker, and when he explained the concept to me, I was sold."
People may go, "I can't believe you cut that part out of Romeo and Juliet." Or people may say, "How can you add all of this to Romeo and Juliet when it's such a story that we all know?" But that's why we're doing it, you know? Is there a way that we can make the story more appealing and more accessible than it already is?
Romeo and Juliet were very young. Juliet, in fact, was not yet 14, according to Shakespeare. And when the two met, it was love at first sight. And the two had only 48 hours of time to explore this great love. In ETC's production, Posey sought a way to transform this finality using the medium of dance.
If all we have to look for in love is what we have here on this earth, then that's almost a little depressing. You know, what if it's so strong that I don't want it to end when I die? And I think that's sort of where I'm trying to go with it, is say, you know, if this love is as strong as the two of them profess it to be, even after having only seen each other once, I mean, this is truly love at first sight for them, which in itself is a very theatrical idea. Does that really happen in life? I don't know. But they profess this love to be so, so true and so honest and sincere that do they only get 48 hours together? And what happens if they get more than 48 hours together? You know, if that's, maybe that's what transcends them. It's interesting because they're young, so I don't even think that they understand that idea. So it's the dancers that take us into that realm, you know. So perhaps the dancers then become more of a medium for telling the story beyond where the words end.
Posey goes as far as to question our society's definitions of love and marriage.
You know, in Romeo and Juliet get married. In the show, they get married in secret. You know, how many people are doing that these days? Getting married in secret because their parents don't want them to, because they're not allowed to, because they're of different races, because, I mean, whatever, you know. I think that the whole idea of a relationship is more than just a contract, or is more than just hugging someone or kissing someone or making love to someone. It's so much more than that. And I think that our society might be heading, or might be defining love in a way that makes it less than that. And that's a little sad.
I'll be the happy phantom, and I'll go wearing my naughties like a jewel. They'll be my ticket to the Universal Opera. There's Judy Garland taking Buddha by the hand. And then these seven little men get up to dance. They say Confucius does his crossword with a pen. I'm still the angel to a girl who hates to sin. Woohoo! The time is getting closer.
Ensemble Theater of Chattanooga's production of Romeo and Juliet begins August 27th and ends September 12th. For more information, go to EnsembleTheaterOfChattanooga.com or follow the links to our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, I'm Manessa Guilfoyle.